This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
I should say, oh, you're listening to the number one and only Drag Race podcast here in the entire world, love. Uh-oh, it's getting British.
Wow.
It's getting British. Thank you so much for tuning into the only Drag Race podcast. Thank you for educating me on my dumb Australian ass, not knowing what any of these words are. Refusing to educate myself, being the dumbest bitch you've ever known. And I'm joined by another lovely lady. She's not as stupid as I am, but she is stupid hot. She's pretty hot and tasty. She's prohibitively hot. She is that bitch, Johnny Sibley.
Thank you for having me and gassing me up before coming on.
I've got to gas you up. I mean, your Instagram is a treat for all the eyes. You make us laugh. You make us drool.
Thank you, Johnny.
A return guest. We were talking before. We can't remember if you won or not, but
yeah.
You were a contestant on Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race winner.
I did. And I feel like I did well. I feel like I'm the kind of person that if I win something, I'm going to fucking remember that shit for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, listeners will let us know. I can't be bothered to fact check my own podcast. I can't do it. I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Johnny, it's been too long. No. I have a million things to ask you. Did you enjoy season 13?
I did. For the 3 years that it was on, it was great.
Yeah. When it started was when the first Tesla ever made came out. Is when it started.
Right.
It was a gag. It was a goop. Are we are we happy with our winner?
I am.
How could you not?
It's funny. I like made a corny tweet. I was like, you know, this is probably corny, but I feel like I'd be happy with all four of the last girls standing winning. But I'm very happy that Simone got
that
her
is corny.
Beat.
That is corny. Yeah.
it's all like everyone's great. But I did really like them all in their own unique ways. I knew that like if certain people won that I'd have to hear it from other people, but I would have been fine.
Yeah, I mean, they are fucking talented and incredible in the shit. I mean, just the number of looks they gave and the number of coins they sprayed on us with their looks. Crown any of them.
Rich.
Fucking rich and unsustainable. And right. we need to have like a full restart season. We're going to have to do a restart season where it's like, this whole season, every look's going to be made from paper. Like,
right.
We can't, it's not, it was not, we can't do this anymore.
No, it's and like, who, like anyone get, if I got like, set, if they told me, oh, you're going to be on Drag Race, I'd be like, you know what? Maybe not. I don't want to go bankrupt or have to go get a loan that I probably won't qualify for to get on the show, to not even be guaranteed to win. You know? Right.
I mean, also, I mean, what do you do when you go to the bank? You're like, hi, I'm a fag. And I want to become an ultra fag.
Like, yeah. Okay. You just wait for the gay at the branch. Because, you know, there's right. always a gay working at the bank branch.
You have to wait for Timberly to clock in.
right, exactly.
Oh. What you okay, I want to talk about a million things. We have to talk about Hacks immediately. Because Hacks is about to drop. Tell us all about this new HBO Max show with an incredible cast, including yourself.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, just... from, you know, the icon herself, Jean Smart, to everyone that's involved. Meg Statler's in the show, who I'm sure you know from, like, you know, yes. online or even personally. But everyone on the show, you know, the writers and producers, Paul Downs, Lucia, Agnello,
Jen Statsky. Love them both so fucking much.
They're so funny and yet so nice.
Uh-huh. They're incredible
people. You know, it's like, it's always a real, like, wait a second. But they're so great. The show is so funny. It's really, it feels like women's empowerment in a way that is like, you know, exciting and just, I don't know. I'm just obsessed with everyone on the show and like all the crew. Everyone was so nice, which, you know, in Hollywood, it's not always the case. There's always right. someone that's bitchy.
Sure.
But the show is just really funny. I remember like just sitting on the calls when we do the table reads and being like on mute, cracking the fuck up.
Dying.
So, yeah. But I'm it's just excited. A super exciting show. Yeah.
And I know what it's about, but tell us, what is it about? So people can get excited and they can hop on HBO Max May 13th, TikTok. That's a couple days away.
Yeah. So it's about women in comedy, you know, an older, you know, more legendary comedian played by Jean Smart, like, you know, loosely based on like Joan Rivers, uh-huh. Kathy Griffin, those type of like badass bitches, you know, in the twilight of their career, there's a lot of things going on, yet there's new people coming in to take her spot. So, you know, she hires a new up and comer, you know, that's, you know, the millennial of the group. And, you know, so they combine forces, but there's a lot of like, intergenerational stuff and like just a lot of funny bitch energy
because they just, like love hate each other, they respect each other because they're both right. assholes to each other,
right?
And like that dynamic is what is like, you're the only person I will trust
100%. And they come from different journeys, but they're both like trying to get the same goal, whereas one's like further on in her career and one's more getting started. It's just, it's that kind of like back and forth. It's like a buddy comedy in a way, but like not because they're not buddies, but
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's presented in such a raw, real way. And I've only seen like the trailer, but it looks so fucking good. I can't
wait
to see it.
So great.
It's going to be queer canon.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
And like that, there's a lot of queer shit in the show, which is so great too, because you didn't really get a lot of that in the trailer, but like there's a lot of queer shit that goes on. So
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited.
And great. It's HBO Max. So like HBO is usually good shit, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I cannot wait. HBO Max is truly, you know, that really basic ass meme where, you know, there's the guy looking back at the girl. Because he's holding hands with his girlfriend. HBO Max is the girl I've been looking at. And Netflix is who I'm supposed to be holding hands with.
Right. And someone said that recently. They're like, HBO Max has what Netflix had in the beginning. It's like, I'm like, ooh, the girls are coming for the gig. So, you know, just happy to be a part of the family at this.
Oh my God. Watch The Big Shot with Bethany. Have you seen that yet? Because if you
I haven't. No, I saw the preview.
It's so good. It's so, yeah. She's such a maniac. She knows how to deliver good TV every episode. everyone watched The Big Shot with Bethany.
Should we talk about how Bethany tried to get me fired once?
Oh, wait, I didn't know this. What?
Yeah. Well, so I'm friends with Dorinda, one of the housewives of New York. And there was one time they had like a Twitter back and forth on one of the seasons. And I like responded as a fan. And I said, you know, that's not true, Bethany. You know, that's not true. Ooh. Because I knew like the backstory. And Bethany, I guess, had gone to my profile and saw my face and remembered my face from a restaurant that I worked at.
Uh-huh.
That I can't say because I think I'm like contractually obligated not to say the name of the restaurant. But
NDA girls. Okay.
Right. So Bethany tweeted at the restaurant saying something to the effect that her asshole was like the same as the service at blah, blah, blah establishment. And the reason I got in trouble, well, not really in trouble, but they sat me down the next day. They're like, hey, were you tweeting Housewives last night? And I was like, because they knew I was the only one that was friends with the Housewives. So needless to say, she wasn't invited back to the restaurant because of her tweet. But I think she was trying to get me in trouble.
And then you were at the reunion.
You imagine? Oh, Lord.
Don't.
But wish her well. I mean, she is great TV.
She's great TV. That's it. Yeah. Like, that's it. She's great TV.
I am a fan. Yeah.
She's great TV. But I'll say it because I would love to start some shit with Bethany. She is, I mean, temperamentally like a Jiffy Pop. Just
right.
Erratic, crazy, ready to catch on fire at any moment.
Yeah. But I feel like she also knows that about herself, which is kind of endearing. But it's also like, okay, so you do know that this is how you are.
She loves it. She loves it. Okay. And speaking of drama, we have to talk about this, if only briefly.
Yeah.
The Tamisha Iman network launch just happened.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
This week. Well, you are now listening to TNN, the Tamisha News Network, because we have to cover this insane week. In fact, I was being queer online, and I noticed we were both in the same live where Bob is talking about Tamisha.
Oh, yeah. And Candy,
The Candy. There's the video of Tamisha and Candy that happened. There's this beef that might not be with Bob, but is mostly with Monet. But then again, is not, because there's a video of them being cool on the network, but I haven't subscribed to it. What do you think?
I did.
You did. She sure did. How's the content?
I was so thirsty to like when Tamisha said, because I knew that the Tamisha Iman network was coming to, you know, to the streaming universe. But I was like, oh, that's not for me. And then I saw the thing that she's like, I'm going live with Candy Muse in an hour. I'm like, oh, I gotta see this.
Okay.
So, you know, part of me is going in thinking I'm going to see, you know, a reading SmackDown, which I was like hoping would be fun, because I honestly don't want the girls to hate each other for real, for real. I love a good like sassy read. And then they're like, love you, sis. But what I saw was.
Okay. I saw it too. Cause she uploaded it to YouTube afterwards.
Oh yeah. Which I'm like,
girl,
excuse me.
It's a good way to fuck with your patrons. What?
Your subscribers like, oh, okay, so it's eventually gonna go on sale, you know.
Can you imagine being like, I'll take the filet mignon? Okay, great. And just so you know, the person at that table got it for free.
Right, very that. But I also like, I went into it thinking like, okay, $25 for 3 months, like I've paid more for OnlyFans, and you know what, she deserves the coin. She's really a pioneer. So that's how I like, you know, I just have to remember to cancel it.
Put it in the iCal.
Unless she starts doing original, you know, unless she starts making her own shows, you know.
But if she's not going to have a fun fight with Candy, which, spoiler, it was just a kiki. It was just a hang. It was just like, girl, I love you. I see you. We're good. We're good. Yeah. We're good. In fact, the best part of it was when she threatened a woman named like Tiffany or Nicole, saying that she was going to fine her for how much, Johnny?
$1,000.
Like, because she was like, we have proof that you have screen grabbed the Zoom or whatever, and we're going to fine you $1,000. And I do have your credit card, and I can do that.
I know. I was gagged. And you know what's so funny about that? I took a screenshot of them talking and posted it on Twitter. And I was like, go over to the Tamisha Iman network. This is happening right now. And then when she had that little reading session with the girl that was screen recording, I'm like, oh, shit. So I deleted the tweet. I was like, I don't want to get charged $1,000 for promoting the the talk back.
Spoiler! You know? Tamisha Iman, so far the videos are just like an acting challenge on season 7. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, except if Ginger Minger's there. But look, yeah, nothing is happening yet. And if she's not going to have a fight with Candy, who's she going to have a fight with?
Well, here's the thing. I think Tamisha doesn't understand that. She doesn't understand the way the internet works. So when she said about Monet, the way I'm going to read you on Tuesday, I don't think she realized how the faggots of the internet were going to take that and make it into like a Saturday night like boxing match, you know?
Yep.
Because Monet was right. The faggots live for drama. I mean,
yeah,
we do. Especially when we saw the performance that Tamisha Iman gave on that episode of Untucked, where she really just gave us everything that we had been wanting from RuPaul's Drag Race for quite some
time. And she has tea with Tina. Apparently they hate each other. I'm like, great.
Oh, yeah.
Have that fight. The fact, like, we can't go to the balls right now. We can't go to a fucking ball.
Right.
Watch Johnny on Pose. We can't go to a ball right now. So this is the only ball we have.
Right.
Give us something.
We're like, and it's different from like watching The Real Housewives, which you're like, no, like, there's no gay stake in the game, really. But it's like, when it's your drag queens, you're like, oh, those are our bitches. And it's like, you know, gay men in dress up.
Right?
Just going at it, you know?
Well, it's like Mortal Kombat. It's just like the fucking Mortal Kombat movie that came out. Give us a fight. Just give us a fight. I'm also here for everyone, finish that bitch. Also, no babality, no friendships. Give me a fatality. And also, I love the idea of them fighting and then everyone getting coin. Why? Even if it's bullshit, 100%. Give me a fight.
My favorite was when Tamisha was talking about where she was like, you know, and I blocked MTV because they only tweeted at you. They didn't tweet at me. And Candy was like, no, girl, I think you blocked them too early because they did make a specific tweet towards you.
Right.
But you wouldn't have seen it because you
Right. She did say that.
Yeah, I was just like, that's hilarious that she's like, I'm blocking them.
Girl.
Blocking a corporation.
What I did love was Bob bringing up this point that, like, there's something to be said about the way girls treat each other make uncool fans think they can treat the girls that way.
Absolutely.
That has and to that, be said.
Yeah. That's the thing that bothers me the most is because most people don't know how to act.
Yep.
And, like, I can, like, kiki and laugh and like make fun of the girls in their fights, but I would never like go on Candy's page and be like, you're a trash piece of shit, Tamisha's gonna finish you. Like, there are people in the world that exist that think that that's normal.
Uh-huh.
And like I said on the live, I was like, I think people forget that you're actual human beings with like feelings, but they feel like that with most like TV celebrities or anyone that you can watch on a device. People forget the human aspect of it. So what Bob was saying was super true.
It's super true. It's super fucked up. I am not in the drag race world. I'm not a drag queen, but I definitely feel like we feel the toxicity of the queer community. And y'all, chill the fuck out. Like, I don't know. Because here's what I'll say. It's you're fucked either way. On this pod, we try to be positive, have a good time, be like, girl, she was doing her fucking best. And then queer, you know, the malicious faggotry. People will leave a one-star review on the pod saying, no opinions, spineless. And then, check it out. Check out Apple Podcasts. And then you go the other way. They're like, how dare you? How fucking dare you?
You've never been in drag before. How dare you ever say,
So it's like, you're just fucked either way because everyone is taking it too seriously.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I can tell the girls, like, Tina, your looks were horrible.
Uh-huh.
But I have seen you perform in New York so many times that I know you're a great drag queen. And that's the thing about this show is that people don't realize you can't really see the full veracity of a queen because they're put in this box of, like, this is what RuPaul wants you to do, which is fine because we eat it up. But, like, most of these bitches are just really good at performing. Like, Kennedy Davenport is probably one of the fiercest performers I've ever seen. An acting challenge, not good for her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, not it. Not it. And it happens. But it happens. The show is different. There are so many things that there's no way you could be prepared for. How and honestly, I talk shit about season 7, but how the fuck are they supposed to prepare for drag Shakespeare?
Oh my God.
How the fuck are you supposed to prepare for that?
dead on arrival is what it is.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
And also, like, look, I feel like look queens do so well on TV because if you see a look like that in a club, you're like, cool, cool, where's my vodka soda?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. A performance is different because it pulls your attention. But a garment, you're like, okay. But on TV, it's a different story because you see it from all these angles and, like, the thing, and they're talking. You know, it's just a different medium.
It's a real different medium, and I feel like it's like we just need to keep respecting the drag artists. Having a chat about it is cute, whatever. Yeah. But like, it's like if you were watching someone do stand-up comedy and you were like, I have an opinion about the joke you just said. It's
like, yeah. It's like, oh, and there are fucking people like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, get fucked, dude. Or like, if you see an actor from a show that you like and you're like, I fucking hate what you did to Meredith last week. It's like, are you okay? Yeah. It's a TV show.
What the fuck happened to you? What brick have you been like? Have you been going down on bricks, you dumb bitch? That your brain is so bruised that you are treating this like way too seriously.
Yeah, 100%.
Girl. Okay, let's read these whores. truly, having said that, this is a review podcast. It's here to have a good time. I'm here to spread queer good vibes, promote queer icons like yourself, and like truly let it go. Water for ducks back, Jinx Monsoon down. So what do you think of Drag Race Down Under so far?
I thought these bitches have a lot to say for the looks that they're giving.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Fight.
Like the way that they like talked about every single person that walked into that room, I was like, you would think these bitches were everything, and I could say the, you know what I mean?
Like, 100%.
It just felt really bitchy from the, like, it kind of like, you know, we like complain about America's Drag Race sometimes, like, oh, everyone's so nice. But it like felt like the extreme opposite, where it was like, wow, they really have it out for every single person that walks in.
Yeah,
you
they're
know?
Coming out for blood. They have a lot to say. Yeah, and yeah. I do love that. I do love the fights. I love how shitty they are to each other. And then,
right,
because they will get to it, but they thought they went out and really did that snatch game. They were like, I did that.
Yeah.
Which is... Okay, that is also so funny because, like, so many of them were doing American celebrities, which we'll dig into, but, like...
Yeah.
That's so funny that, like, when everyone is doing an American celebrity, like, the bar for what is a good American impression is, like, totally new. Like, it's like...
Right.
What is it like? It's like, you're all kindergartners and you're talking about rocket science. It's like, yeah, like, judged on the room, like, I guess everyone's, like, report would be pretty good, but judged on reality, right, not so much.
Well, that's what I love about, like, UK is that they did a lot of, like, UK celebrities that I didn't necessarily know about.
Uh-huh.
But also they made it, and that's the thing about Snatch Game. Like, you could do really any character as long as you make it funny.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, I feel like sometimes with the franchises, like, even Holland, for instance, like, the stuff that they would say, like, it would be half, half English, and, like, it just didn't feel real. It was like, yas, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's very much learned behavior.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. We felt
but
that.
But that's how it feels in Australia, too. But I will say Australia does feel a little, it does feel fresh as well at the same time.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens. In a weird way, Snatch Game feels like the wake-up call they needed or something. Yeah. Because... I believe every single one of them could have done better. Like, but it was really out the gate. Give me Snatch Game, go right now. And it felt like, it kind of reminded me of when Jada Sophia did, I say this a lot, when she did Amy Winehouse, right?
Oh my gosh.
So wrong, it was right again. You know? And we had that. They literally said to Electra, like, that was way off. Great job.
Yeah.
That was way off. But it was just enough, like they said, like there was just enough of that like playfulness that was missing from some of the other girls.
Well, and it's funny because Electra's like one of those characters. She's like a Jinx Monsoon right off the bat. I'm like, oh, I'm rooting for her because everyone's so mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you know, not without like warranted critique of the looks and things like that, you know, but I also, I'm such a like sucker for like, she's got something to prove, you know?
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Also, the Australian queens love a fucking styrofoam wig.
Oh, yes.
Like, you know, the one I'm talking, oh my God.
We get it. We get it, Priscilla. So you're not here for a styrofoam.
I hate them. I feel like they're fun for a looker. You know, it just feels like when three out of the, however many girls are wearing a styrofoam wig, it's like, okay, we've seen it.
Right.
It's like the breastplates. It's like, you know, if not done right, it's like, oh, there's a breastplate. You know?
That's true. It is funny. It should work for only a very specific Candyland look. It probably shouldn't be with everything. I mean, it's
the go-to.
Yeah, that's funny. And also takes up too much damn space. I mean, how do you fucking pack that thing? What's the deal? Also, if you're going to perform, we know you're not going to whip it. What are you going to do with it?
Oh my, that's the thing. Like, though, I always look at people's looks and I'm like, especially if they're in the bottom, like if I felt like I didn't do good, my shit would be changing. Or like I'd have something underneath that I know I could perform in. Because you don't really know. You know kind of what the songs will be, but it isn't until like you're in the bottom that they're like telling you this is the song that you can listen to and then perform. Yeah, it's weird.
It's so fucked. Okay, so before we get all the way there, let's see what else I can talk about in this episode. JoJo Zaho goes home. Bummer. Loved her story. Loved everything she brought.
Yeah.
We need more representation of that sort.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And then they're fucking drinking a shoey. Girl, what the fuck is a shoey?
Yeah, bury that.
You're going to tell me that it is a well-known thing that Australian, not New Zealand girls, put booze in a shoe and chug it?
That sounds scary.
Why? And this was filmed during COVID, so why? COVID,
exactly.
Why?
A shoey. Is that why they do, like, at Hamburger Mary's, they have, like, the boot with the booze? Is that where they got
I have no clue.
Are we appropriating?
Probably.
Again?
Probably. Wait, can she do an Australian accent?
Me? Yes. No, absolutely
Will you
not.
Try? Will you try to say Drag Race Down Under? Or Let's Do a Shoey?
Drag Race? Let's Do a Shoey? No.
That's not terrible. But, hey, I'm the expert on really good accents. I'm the expert, so... Come on, then. Let's do a shoey.
Well, your intro was actually really good, I thought.
No, don't lie to me.
Yeah, because there will be 20 people in the comments are like, that was fucking hard. Anytime I do a British accent,
oh yeah,
it's like, I do try my best. People are like, that was shit, love.
Yeah. They'll let you know. They will let you know. And truly, thank you for educating me. Thank you for everyone telling me what the fuck an awker is.
What's an awker?
Oh, it is just someone who is, oh God, now I'm going to be wrong again. It is someone who is very Australian. And I believe Australian in a more aggressive or, as Wikipedia says, boorish or aggressive person, usually of Australian descent. Used in the sentence, the cop was a big, beefy awker.
Oh.
So, they also told me that not fucking, I didn't come here to fuck with spider or to fuck spiders or fuck with spiders means I didn't come here to fuck around.
Oh, okay.
And I was told that it is not Aussie. They are not Aussies. It is Aussies. Yeah. Hardsy. No
yeah,
S.
Yeah, with a Z. A Zed,
if you will. Thank you. Keep the education coming. Kylie comes in with a clip. It's a little rude that they've been like, you have guest judges and it's just been video clips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Like, what's his name?
Tyka.
Yeah, Tyka, the first episode. I'm like, this is literally someone producing a segment where they're like, okay, now do this.
Uh-huh.
Now go, you know, it's yeah. just... wild to me because I know that Rue does that too, like season 13's finale where she's like, thanks so much, da da da, and she's pretending to be talking to another queen. I'm like, she's not talking to anyone.
The preschoolification of the franchise has gone a little too far, like where it's a little Pee Wee Herman lately.
Very that. I'm like, wow, I get it. No one wants to work because they're making so much money. But at the same time, we can peep it, guys.
There's a difference between camp and you presenting a talking mannequin on UK season 2 as a guest judge.
Oh, my God.
Like,
well, that was because,
yes,
who was it? I think Rita Ora canceled,
yes,
right?
That's what I heard. Yeah. Miss Rita Ora canceled, but that's what I mean. Like, it's just like, okay, there's camp, and then there's also just to me a little bit like, you can tell me Santa's not real. Like, I feel a little talked down to at times, just a little bit,
right? Oh, what about this Rue with no makeup? The makeup team didn't make it cross the seas or something.
I heard there was like a quarantine issue with like Raven being properly quarantined before, you know, being able to safely do her makeup.
Got it.
Yes.
I was like, wow, she's really making these excuses for not getting up in geesh.
I know, right? I was like, as much as I would still support Rue in every way, I was like, oh, please don't let this be the beginning of Rue being like, I don't have to get in drag for the show. I was like, no, please, no.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because Rue's so gorgeous that's why people want to see her in drag. If Rue looked like a toe, like people would be like, yeah, that's fine. It's cool. Like, there are some drag queens that I'm like, I could care less if you're a drag or not. Mm-hmm. Do I prefer it? But, you know, it's just, I also know that, like,
what are the names? Drag her. Who is it? Drag her.
I'm trying to think I feel like Rosé. If I saw Rosé as a boy doing something, I wouldn't care because. I don't want to.
Oh, no, keep going.
It doesn't.
I'm kidding.
Here's my opinion. No, Rosé's a great performer. Mm-hmm. I don't see Rosé in drag and be like, what a transformation.
That part.
And that's fine. I feel like you don't need to be a great drag queen to be completely transformed.
Yeah.
But she's not someone I don't mind looking at Rosé as a boy either.
I kind of feel that way about Bianca Del Rio. Like,
oh yeah,
it's fun to see her in drag, but like what she offers actually is a skill set that doesn't have everything to do with the Illusion.
The 100%. Bianca's still the same crotchety old bitch.
Right. In fact, when I saw her at Drive and Drag, the funnest part was her like making fun of how little she was dancing. Like, it was so funny. And she was like obviously amping that up. And it was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Bianca's famously my favorite winner.
Ooh, I mean, she started the trend of, well, I don't know if she started it, but she was one of those ones who just like, winner, you know, like first episode, winner.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kind of reprised with Simone, dare I say, just like.
Well, it's funny because, you know, Simone for out of the gate was like strong. And then towards the end, it was like a lot of tears, a lot of things. I was like, oh. Uh-oh. And then all the love that Rue was giving got Mick. I was like, uh-oh, is it mixed? But then I realized it was going to be a performance situation.
Yes.
And I knew, like, just having seen Mick in the, like, you know, the musical numbers, I was like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
But I knew that if, and that's why Candy did so well, because Candy's a fucking performer.
Yes.
You
know, she sure is.
Everyone can say what they want about Candy, but when she lip syncs, she's giving it.
I love
all.
Candy Muse, and I'm so done with the judgments. You can judge her, but I'll never not feel like the judgment of Candy Muse is just a splash racist. I'll never.
Oh, 100%.
I'll never not feel that way.
And it's always the people that I feel like don't know a Candy Muse in their own life.
That's it.
That are like, I don't like.
That's
her.
It.
I'm like, well, I know 20 Candy Muses, and they're all in my family. So
same,
like, you know.
Like just like hero, loud heroes. I get very triggered when people are like, I can't understand her. You know, because I mean, frankly, to the point of like, what this episode? I'm like, we learn Australian accents, we learn English accents. So like, get into this dialect and stop being like, what is she saying?
Oh, yeah. And it's always, that coded. Little racism. They're like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
It's like, get your fucking, like, we learn all these dumb things from you guys. Like,
all the time.
You know.
All the time.
It's like when Moonlight was, you know, nominated for Best Picture, people are like, I didn't see it because I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Like, of course.
You know how many movies I don't get?
Yeah. But this is a classic thing. It's no secret. Yeah. People of color learn. Right. We have to learn majority white culture.
Right.
We have no option. Quite frankly, we're graceful and stunning. We're graceful and stunning because we willfully learn.
Right.
We become chameleons because we have no choice.
Right.
And then the same is rarely returned.
Absolutely. I'm like, even when I'm like at a restaurant with like white friends and I'm like, yes, I'll have the guacamole.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, ooh, I'm like, that's how you fucking, say it. Like, what if I said burger, like with an accent? You guys are like, it's actually burger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I can't.
When I first moved to LA, I was like, oh, I'm staying in Los Feliz. And they're like, you mean Los Feliz? I'm like, no, yeah. Bitch, it's Los Feliz. Yeah. That's how the language is. And they're like, oh, that's not how we fucking say it.
Well, it's like, check your cultural relativity. I mean, you know, I hear a lot of stupid shit about my name being Mono.
Yeah.
And I'm like, your name is Kevin. Like, just like, like, look at that for a second on paper. Look at that shitty mixture of letters.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me that's normal because you grew up thinking it's normal. Like, right. So, but like, educate yeah. yourself and shut the fuck up, Kevin. Right. Get out of my face. Okay, we're going to talk about this episode some more. But first, a break. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Bring back my break. Was that better, listeners? Was that any better? Will you try to say bring back my break in an Aussie accent?
Bring.
do it.
Bring back my break.
yeah, okay.
My breaky?
Bring yeah. back. No, that's what I should have gone. I should have gone bring back. Bring back my break. Bring back my break.
Bring back my break.
I'm going to get better, everyone. Okay. Gorgeous, stunning. Let's get into this Snatch Game. What a treat. So, as we know, okay, so here we go. Karen from Finance does Dolly Parton.
And yes.
It is a miss. So, she misses it. It is, she doesn't even do the giggle titter, which we all know Dolly does, right?
Yeah.
The, that like thing. You gotta do that if you're doing Dolly.
Absolutely.
Weirdly enough, someone else does Jennifer Coolidge, and Karen's Dolly Parton was closer to Jennifer Coolidge than the girl doing Jennifer Coolidge.
Isn't that how it works?
Have you done a Jennifer Coolidge on your IG? Have I seen that before?
No.
I know. Okay, you do Julissa, you do Karen's.
Yeah. No, I've never done a Jennifer Coolidge. I'm like thinking, on a hot dog, we're going to be at.
That's
it. I don't
it.
Even know how she does it.
That's
that,
it.
It's not, that is not it, but it like.
Okay, and here's the thing that Rue brings up.
Oh, God.
I could use a hot dog real bad. It's like, it's not even about being right. Sometimes it is about making a big swing. Like, obviously, we talk about this all the time, and you do characters, so I want your opinion.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not about accuracy. It's about what's your take on it. Like,
for sure.
Kristen Wiig's characters are like not, they're not accurate.
Right.
They're her juice. They're her flavor.
Well, that's the thing. When you commit to something, there's no one that, and it's funny, no one can tell you that's not, like, when you're convinced that's what they sound like,
mm-hmm.
like, if you did an Australian accent and you're like, that's how Australians sound. Like, I love when people do bad British accents and they think they're killing it because it's hilarious. Because they're in on some joke that you're not a part of that you're like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
To watch this person think that that's exactly how Jennifer Coolidge sounds, you know?
When you started doing Julissa, it's obviously inspired by like Chingona, like girls you grew up with. But
for sure.
Where were you like, this is something I take this to the 11. This is what I lean into.
I think.
Do you lean into emotion, speech pattern?
I think, I'm always about like words. Like, oh, this is the wrong way to say something, and I'm going to say it that way, and that'll make it funnier because the accents, you know, funny for people. Huh. But then when you add like the way that you talk and like you say the words or the words this is, you know, like stuff like that, people are like, oh my God, that's great. That's great. You know?
Yeah, behavior, which is like the biggest thing with all these damn characters. I'm here for
Daphne
it.
Vibes.
Daphne vibes. Cock Destroyers, R.I.P. Did you hear that?
I did.
That sucks.
It is. It's depressing. But it feels like also one of those things where like, you know, like girl groups, they all like break up and then they come back together for like a reunion. So like, I feel like, you know, at some point they were bound to go their separate ways. But I feel like they'll come back together.
They
for
might.
A little, like,
did you watch Slag Wars by any chance?
I did. I watched a little bit of it and I just thought it was... like it reminds me of those like shows on the Zeus Network, like really crunchy but like so much potential and such good, like there was this one scene where Sophie gets really angry.
Oh yeah, are you fucking joking? That
like, I don't want to pick one.
Yeah.
And they're like, you've got to. So it was so good because she's that. I interviewed them for my show Logo Live, and they were exactly the same, like, because you know some people are like crazier when they're doing their thing and then you meet them and they're like a different person. They were the exact same the whole time. They were so
I forget who's the more ground, like I know what she looks like, but one is, I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it, so much more grounded.
Yeah, I think that's Rebecca's
more grounded. Yeah.
Sophie's
in orbit.
More free-loving and like, yeah, she's 100%.
She is
floating around.
She is a fucking satellite orbiting reality. I love it.
Love.
Okay, so Dolly Parton. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. It was wrong. And if it was that thing of, it was like, anytime, you know, we have sometimes you get a British or Australian or a New Zealand person doing an American accent, you just hear it. You just can't. Like the way my stupid ass, you can hear my terrible Aussie accent.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it goes both ways.
No, for sure.
Her Southern accent was crunchy.
Yeah.
It was just like, I am so happy to be here, Rill. I was like, this isn't right.
Great impersonation.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So that was too weird. Okay. Yeah. Art is doing Bindi Irwin, you know, yeah. the dynasty of Irwins, the nature peoples. Look, there was just no content here. Like, right. I think we can both say there was just that she just froze. It was very Naomi Smalls, yeah. Tiffany Pollard. Just not
her cup of tea for sure.
Just a shutdown. Just nothing was being given. There was even a blowy joke that was missed. I mean, Johnny, I don't have to tell you. You've been there.
Well, it's funny because I feel like they always get these like really easy like things that they can hit out of the park. And a lot of the girls do. But it's like those little jokes that you're like, ooh. And especially if you're like, if you're a funny person like you are, you see that and you're like, oh my gosh, you could have done so much better, you know?
Yeah. And to be fair, I bet we can both relate where you're just like, we've all done a shitty performance or a shitty audition. Oh,
100%.
And you are even in it going, where am I? Where the fuck am I right now? And why can I not shut my brain? Or like, shut the bad bouncer outside of my brain down to get inside my brain, if you will.
It's that inner saboteur.
Girl, that saboteur, that it gets you every time.
Every time. We turn into Utica Queen all of a sudden.
Iconic. Okay, yeah. Coco Jumbo does Lizzo. And there's just no content here. There's no jokes. Yeah. If you did Lizzo.
Yeah.
Where, cause she's kind of just like fun loving and free. What might you do with it?
That's the thing. I like see so many of these Snatch Game characters. I'm like that. I could not make that funny. Uh-huh. Like Lizzo, I can't think of like, because she's such a like positive being. I feel like there's no, like, what would you make jokes about? You know?
Yeah.
Like, being a bad bitch, like, that's not going to make Rue laugh.
Right. Right. You may, yeah, exactly. It's like, maybe you can take it further somewhere. It's not immediately coming to my brain where you take it. Because she's just such a beloved talent. I don't know. I'm trying to, like, I guess you could just, maybe you just have to educate yourself on her lyrics and then lean in the way that an Alyssa Edwards does with Joan Crawford.
Yeah.
Where it was like, it wasn't that good, but she just really had fun with it in the moment.
True.
Do you have a favorite Snatch Game performance in the history of Drag Race?
I really enjoyed Adore Delano's Anna Nicole Smith.
So good.
I thought that was like spot on. I loved Alaska's Mae West.
Incredible.
Which I feel like is always like a...
That's a gold
standard.
One of
those highlight reels. Yeah.
That's just a gold standard. In character, jokes getting batted around, not stomping out other girls. That's just wow.
And more recently, I loved Gottmik's Paris Hilton and Gigi Good's robot. I don't know what the robot was called.
So good. Yeah, I don't remember what it was called. But
good. That's one of those things where it's like, I don't even know who this is, but they're doing such a great job.
Yeah.
You know? It's either, that's the thing, the two things on Snatch Game. I feel like you either have to get a spot on impersonation or you have to make it so much your own that it's undeniable. And anything in between is like safe. You
that's
know?
True. Anita, and this is a good segue for Anita, because Anita does the queen, right? She does the queen, and she does that classic thing where you take a character and you subvert it hard, right? She makes her an old slut who, as she admitted, puts peanut butter on her clit for her corgis to lick off. So, I mean, girl.
Well, even that and the joke that she made to Rue in the workroom about Prince Andrew.
Yes.
About... That was gold. And I could like see Rue wanting to laugh more than she did. But I feel like Rue's also like, let me not upset the queen.
Yeah.
She's clearly watching the show. But
that.
Like,
she really towed the line of like, I'm going to laugh and I'm not going to say anything else.
Right.
That's all
but
you can do.
I feel like if that was an American thing, Rue would be like, you know that Rue laugh where she's like, ah!
Yeah.
Where you're like, stop. Like,
like the Utica might know what weed is moment.
Oh my, that was like, what? Is Wu high?
Okay, so we've both performed, and I'm sure you know this, like me and friends, when that wouldn't always happen, but when it did, we would call it spooky laughs, where you're like, this is no longer a compliment. Like,
right.
I'm scared. I don't trust you. I don't think I'm funny anymore because what I said wasn't that funny. You want that sweet spot. Like,
do you want to sleep with me? What's happening?
Oh my God. This Queen Elizabeth, it reminded me of Blue Hydrangea's genius Mary Berry, right? Where took Mary Berry, beloved cooking icon, and made her an old nasty slut.
Yeah.
And these jokes were wild. I'm just going to quickly say, I can't go any, I don't, there's a Princess Di joke in here, which we, there's a seatbelt joke in here that fucked me up. I'm sure it fucked you up, but it was just funny enough.
Yeah.
Just funny enough.
Toes the line.
Comedy's hard, man. I mean, you know this. It's like, anyone else could give this line and it would be boo boo, no thank you. Like a Gia Gunn, both times she did Snatch Game, she went hard, offensive, and it didn't pay off.
Yes, absolutely.
And we love her. We love her.
We do, but where are the jokes?
Stop talking about penises. Okay.
Right. Oh my God.
Okay, so Scarlett does Jennifer Coolidge. It's not exactly right, but it's fun. She committed.
Had fun with it.
Yeah, if you commit, you know, that a lot of sins are forgiven, right?
For sure.
You're not judging your own performance.
Exactly.
Like,
well, it's also like if you don't see the person's wheels turning, I feel like that's half the battle sometimes, where you like see them struggling to like try to be good, you know?
That whole thing where it's just like, you're going to get a lot more points just by being playful. And your gut's funnier than your brain. So like a lot of times not waiting for your brain to say something, but just like whatever's in your mouth, go,
right.
Just say it. It's going to be funnier. It's kind of
It's also, I feel like these girls deserve like a special like recognition for doing Snatch Game on the second episode. Because Snatch Game usually comes like 5-6 deep. Mm-hmm. So like you've had some time to like feel your space in the workroom, like where you are in the competition. Whereas these girls are like gangbusters right out the gate, like have to do amazing at like a harder challenge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. As opposed to American season where it's like no one's going home for 5 weeks.
Right.
This has just been a massacre.
Oh my God.
You're not funny and we hate your looks. Bye.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's fucked up. Okay, so Elektra does Catherine O'Hara. This is also hard because you're impersonating an already funny person. And it was obviously like Catherine O'Hara's Maureen character.
Mm-hmm.
Like from, oh my God, Schitt's Creek. This was really off. This was all the way wrong and off. Just off.
I feel like that character is hard to do, though.
It is hard to do.
It's like, because it's so specific, way that Catherine does it, that I feel like it takes a, like, there's this guy on Instagram and Twitter that does her. His name's Michael Hudson Berry.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing. But, like, honestly, the only person that I've seen that can do it, because I've seen other people try. So it's one of those things in Snatch Game, like, there's characters that I would never try because I feel like that would be really hard to do.
Yeah. Well, you know? we know there's the forbidden graveyard of divas like Whitney, Beyonce.
Right.
Kim Kardashian never works.
Oh my gosh. But why would you want to? Like,
I don't know. But it is so specific, especially because the Maureen character is an American woman imitating old Hollywood's mid-Atlantic accent. Yeah. So now we had a queen of from the Down Under. It's a copy of a copy of a copy.
Yeah.
And it sounded like ostriches fucking. It was so off.
Wait, did you say Maureen?
Do
you mean Moira Rose?
Oh my God, I've been saying Maureen. So drag me, bitch. Drag me, Moira.
Maureen. Moira.
Moira. I
mean, you were there.
Drag me, bitch. No, drag me down, Johnny. Drag me.
I was like, wait a second.
Never sounded more like a dad.
The Maureen girl.
I love her. But that's hard because like you're imitating one of the most trained comedic actors on TV, period. I don't know if that's going to work.
Yeah. But kudos for trying.
Okay, Maxi Shield does a character named Magda from something from the Down Under. I know you didn't get it. I didn't get it. And no. I refuse to educate myself. Don't know who this is.
How American of you.
Yeah. It's like even if I did research it, I wouldn't be able to yield interesting discourse on the subject. We're not going to get to an interesting place. So
right.
Let's talk about et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Now this was something that was interesting. She did she imitated a woman named, which I didn't know this was the origin of this, Linda Chamberlain, who is the original woman who said a dingo ate me baby.
Yeah.
Who is, which I'm very dumb and uneducated. I just realized that this was part of a real thing where a woman was like accused for like murdering her baby. And then they found out that a dingo did in fact eat her baby. Or was that the excuse? I'm still pulling apart the onion.
I think the jury's still out. Didn't Meryl Streep play her in a movie?
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. I'm looking up the Wikipedia now. She maintained that she saw a dingo. Yes. Yes, yeah. Meryl Streep plays her in a movie I don't know the name of. But she maintains that a dingo took her baby.
Yeah.
And the girls, of course, are like, this is a real story about, I mean, this is, is this funny?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like it'd be funny in American Drag Race, maybe.
Maybe. Could work. I mean, it was completely decent and truly enough people did bad enough that it didn't matter.
I love when that happens.
What a treat for them when they're like, so many people did bad. You're like, whoa, I'm safe. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's happened in a lot of seasons, but like, I'll read the weird kids show challenge they did in season 5, where a lot of people were safe just because too many people did bad.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay, so Kitta Mean does Dr. Seuss. What? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but rhyming isn't funny.
Right.
That was the main game. She's also safe mysteriously.
Yeah. But also, do you have friends to tell you that's not a good choice?
Well,
I feel like my friends would be like, Dr. Seuss? No.
No, girl.
You know?
You're going to go in front of RuPaul. This is your one chance to do a character, and you're going to do Dr. Seuss? The sometimes problematic.
She's like, I'm
going to
pick something real out of the box.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Not to mention. Okay. You get it. No, ma'am. This is not one of the best Snatch games. They're really feeling their oats, and they're really feeling their oats, but this just was not a great Snatch game.
Not the tea.
Do you think they should have just done characters they got more, like, closer to them, or closer to pop culture from Down Under?
I don't know. I mean, I do want to know the thought process of, like, oh, the Americans are going to be watching this show. Not that they did have this thought process, but I'm like, why would you choose these things that aren't like secondhand, like, you know, nature to you? You know, and you can tell like when they feel that way. So I actually don't know. It's weird.
So fucking weird. It's
and also like no one did Jemé. If they're thinking about what Americans love.
Oh my God. Like, the fact that no one did Jemé. Okay. That one I'll allow because usually like we were talking about like, don't do a character of a character, but Jemé is wonderful and big enough because
right. I feel like they could all do that in their sleep.
Absolutely. They should be able to, because Jemai is also like, Jemai's so fun too, because you get to rely on the petty stupidity of adolescence.
Right.
And girls like that, very super sweet 16 girls, do live insane lives where they do want to throw parties of where actually insane things happen. So you can say the craziest thing and it still like lands.
100%.
You remember my sweet, super sweet 16?
Oh my God. Are you kidding? I was like, why can't I be? My parents didn't have the money, but still.
Still.
Yes.
The meltdown with the cakes and the dresses. Insane. I can't remember who it was, but my favorite was when they were like, I need to land in a helicopter.
Yeah.
If I don't land in a helicopter, I'm going to fucking shoot you, Dad.
Or the girl that like went up to the other girl in school and she was like, I'm sorry, how did you get an invitation? No, that's not for you.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. I want to beat her up.
So fucking mean. Oh, so fucking mean. Okay. Well, it's time. It's time for us to talk about the main stage, this runway. Obviously, the category is seasickening. Seasickening.
Oh, boy.
Real treat. We'll just go one by one. And you know, we're the only Drag Race podcast and we chirp and burp these looks, Johnny. If you are enjoying it, chirp it. If you're not enjoying it, burp it. But talk it out. Talk me through it.
Yeah, of course.
So first we have Miss Art Simone giving us like seafoam eel from, I want to say Little Mermaid, but like, I don't know. Yeah. It's a more...
The face is giving Evie Oddly as well. Yeah.
How do you feel about like the chompy teeth illusion? Is it working for you?
I kind of like it because I love a little like the garment's like really pretty, but then the face is like kind of scary, you know, with the like and the like the gill hands or whatever the hell you want, the webbed hands.
Yeah.
I kind of like that like juxtaposition.
It's stunning. Yeah. I do like it. I like the color. It's also like pulling off this mint ice green thing, which we haven't, we don't see very often.
And that lip is sickening.
It's a good pop. Ooh, it's good. Yeah, this is just a chirp for me down.
Also, RuPaul looks so nice.
Oh, yeah. Her black and gold LaMay Buttercup moment was really hot. Really, really, really hot. I mean, we forget, I'm gonna replay it so you can just see it again, Johnny.
Yeah.
Because look at this whore. Look at this prostitute. Looking the best she's ever looked at 60 or 63 or however old.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I have to say, I love when RuPaul shows her legs because I feel like she rarely does anymore. Mm-hmm. But like, look how gorgeous. She just looks like a little 50s housewife.
So good. And Michelle. She just never disappoints. She's really... Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I love it. And this like, this streak moment she's leaning into is everything.
Oh, my God. I love it. I really honestly just want to be a guest judge on Drag Race to see what I would look like in that lighting.
You have to.
Like, let me see what I look like.
Are you a guest judge on Legendary at any point?
No.
That sucks. That sucks for us. Is it a chirp for you, that mermaid look?
It's a chirp. Okay. It's a chirp, yeah.
Next, we have Kita Main giving us Ursula.
Oh.
It's Ursula. It's definitely Ursula.
Feels that.
A little spikier.
Yeah.
Kind of a shell head piece.
I don't hate this, to be honest. I kind of like the bouncy, tentacly situations.
The shape it's giving without bulk is nice.
Yeah. Like, it feels airy without feeling like, you know, I don't know.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. And obviously, tentacles and Ursula was a big inspiration on this runway, but it's good, and I have to chirp it.
I'll chirp it too. I don't know if I'll remember it in three looks, but I'll chirp it.
Yeah. True.
Okay,
et cetera, giving us...
I hate this. I hate this so much.
Deep sea diver.
This is what you chose.
I know. To bring. I know.
I feel like this is one of those things. She's like, I really want the helmet. I really need the helmet to.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Like, I feel like she could have taken this off and had something underneath that I would have been like, oh, work. But this just.
Needed more embellishment. And yeah. I mean, I know we've seen a lot of tentacles, but maybe there's a kraken on your leg. Maybe.
Yeah. She's also wearing pearls to go deep diving. Like, it doesn't. The story's not there. The makeup's pretty, though.
Right. But girl, this is a Dickies. I mean. You know what I'm saying? Right.
It's giving janitor, and I'm not here for
it. And the fact she was safe for this is
wild.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'll burp it. It's a burp, honey. Sorry. Sorry, sweetie. Okay, Coco Jumbo giving us another, like, stunning, but still Ursula-inspired moment.
Yeah. Coco Jumbo feels so on the nose for me with her looks, like, the past two... Well, three, I guess, if you want to count the other two. But, like, this feels just so, like, oh, yeah, that's what it is. You know, it doesn't feel like she took any kind of her own interpretation. It's like, oh, this is what Ursula would look like if it was live action.
Right. It's close. You know? It's close. Like,
but she does look pretty.
I love the different hair textures together. That, to me, is pretty fucking cool. But you're right. Like, the color palette is Ursula down. Her face is... one of the better faces I've seen in my life. So I'm torn.
Yeah. I also feel like if she would have come out first, I feel differently. Uh-huh. But because she's come out third or fourth, it doesn't feel as exciting. But she does, like, the hair, like, from the neck up, it's sick.
God, this is hard. Because, yeah, I mean, the dress is, like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I have to chirp it personally just for her face and hair. But that's me.
Yeah. It's a burp for me.
Work. We love opinions here because we're just opinionated enough to not get red, but not too much. Right. Okay, Anita Wiglet giving, how do we put this? Water succubus, coral bitch. Her hair is under the water. Now, the hair is divisive because it's movement, but it's kind of stuck in movement.
Well, had she put some stuff in her hair to make it look like it was actively moving, not just like this, something about Mary kind of just like, you know what I mean? It just looks like blown into place, but if it was like, you know, a starfish or something in the hair, it would have looked more alive.
Yeah.
Also, I famously don't love a chestless queen.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry to say, I know that's very new school drag, but, like, I love a titty on a drag queen.
Right. Like, she is corseted for hell, points there. But
right.
I know what you mean sometimes when you are chest-less and you're wearing sort of an open corset. It lends itself to...
It just feels like it's, like, moving. Yes. Like, I don't know. It's not stuck to you. Like, yes. I don't know. But I do like the dress.
I'm torn. I like the idea. Oh, I like the embellishments.
It feels more Poison Ivy to me than sea drag.
You know what? I'll say this. I wish the makeup was less black and blue on the face. Mm-hmm, like, girl, pull in some of those colors onto your face because I think a reddish lip on this would have done something for me.
Wonders, and those heels are horrendous.
Ooh,
I hate those heels.
Those are
platform
bad.
Heels, I hate them.
Those are bad. Come on, those are bad. No. Okay, I'm gonna be a horrible bitch and say burp.
It's a burp for me.
Ooh, okay, here we go. Maxi Shield giving mother of pearl of the bride.
Right.
This is.
It's different. It's different from the other girls, I'll say.
It's different. She's leaning into her age.
It doesn't scream, like, the category to me. It feels very old Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't feel like under the sea type tea.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I don't know. I love it.
I'm not loving it. I think the wig is not my favorite. I'm gonna be a horrible bitch and say burp.
Yeah, it's okay to say burp.
It's okay to say burp. I like the color. I like the color.
It wasn't fitting the category. Sorry, girl.
Yeah, no. And I love that she exposes her tattoos. That's really cute.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. Oh,
well, just when you thought you burped, get ready to burp again, because Electroshock said, "Where do you keep your ugliest wedding dresses?"
Yeah, that is very much an ugly wedding dress.
Yes, it sure is, with like the first wig Cameron Michaels ever wore. It is.
This feels like if this was season two, this would be like, work.
That part.
You know, it's not. It's,
and we're such cunts because we're talking about how like drag is prohibitively expensive now. and then we're burping all these looks.
But that's the thing. Like, you don't have to. It doesn't have to look like the dress looks expensive. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't really do anything exciting that we've not seen before. Mm-hmm. Like, the shape is like, it looks like a woman wearing a dress, which I guess, sure, is, you know, what the female illusion. But like, I don't know. There's nothing exciting about this. It feels like, oh, yeah, Under the Sea, I'm going to wear a teal wig. Girl,
right.
Get off the stage.
Burp. It is pretty.
It's pretty.
It is pretty.
Yeah.
It's not actually fucking ugly. It's not fucking ugly, but I don't care. So burp.
Pretty is the minimum. The bare minimum is
pretty. Yeah, there we go. There we go. There we go. You wanted to fight.
For her. I want her to do
I'm rooting for her. Okay, Karen from Finance gives us this purple, I am actually being eaten by the shark, I'm inside the shark thing.
Yeah. You see, I actually like this.
I do too.
Because
I do
it's
too.
Camp.
It is camp, and there's enough glamour. And when she takes it off to
show
that she's the she is the bloody bitch inside the shark. I mean,
right. It's almost like she took control and she's like, I'm coming out of this thing, you know?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Right. It reminds me a little bit of Ginger Minj coming out of the bear, but better.
Oh,
remember
my God,
in the
yes.
Death Becomes Her moment where she was like being eaten by the bear? This is that, but better.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous. I mean, the fact that it's pants.
Yeah, and she looks, and those earrings are so cool.
So cool. The bones, okay, yeah. And then the
it's
kind of...
It's telling a story, the bones from the other fish. Like, come on now.
The shark finny.
Yeah, it's
kind
a chirp
of,
for me.
It's a chirp. Next, Miss Scarlett Adams giving you Great Barrier Reef. I like this. I really do. For me, the color... The way... About 17 different colors are harmoniously put together works for me. But what do you think?
I'm very much team Michelle Visage when it comes to, just a little swimsuit look.
Uh-huh.
Like, she has the leg thing. I wish there was, like, a little bit of a train.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, a blue fabric. Something to really tie in the whole look. I feel like if she would have come out holding this train and give it some more movement, it would have been the best look for me, because this top look, what you were saying about the colors is amazing. Like, every color of the fucking rainbow is in there.
True.
And like the same thing I was saying about, I think it was et cetera, et cetera. No, it wasn't. The other girl's hair, how it didn't have any fish, but this has, you see the little fish in you know, it's great.
Ooh,
and
it's
the makeup
great.
Is, you can see it from the fucking back row.
That.
So I feel like it's great.
That, it is Morticia Adams on her face. I hear you though. I think you brought up a good point of like, if you really zoom out, it's a bathing suit.
but it's still a chirp for me.
It's a chirp for me. The details are right. The makeup is good. The wig is... And a flat wig doesn't work for many hoes.
No.
It works for her because she's a skyscraper, so it's really working.
Absolutely. It's giving fashion a little bit in the face and the
that.
Hair.
Yeah. That. Okay. Next. Oh, that's it. Those are those hoes. That's them hoes. So that's it. We know right out the gate, Rue is like, Anita, you won for Queen Elizabeth right out the gate, which was fun drama. She doesn't make anyone wait. She's like, you won. I don't care about everyone else. Kitta and Setter are safe. I don't know about that. And then she says, the rest of you six girls are in the bottom.
Yeah.
Wow. To be in the one of six bottom and it's not season 11.
Right.
Oof. That must hurt.
Episode two, like,
That must hurt. But, you know, there's a long, pained deliberation. the girls Kiki.
Yeah.
And then they have to lip sync to RuPaul's I'm That Bitch.
Yeah.
Which we all know they did in season 12.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they did do it better in season 12. Look, we'll just rewatch it right now just to give the replay. But you can kind of see that, unfortunately, Art Simone and Coco Jumbo fall in the bottom. And they just, no one killed it.
Mm-hmm.
No one killed it. Like, obviously, Coco Jumbo does a little bit more. She does give us more stank and tood. But I'm surprised she didn't give us more.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, it's a RuPaul song. No shade to Ru, but like, I feel like there's just only so much you can do with that. Like, I feel like a lot of times when lip syncs are so good, it's because either the vocals really there and they can really emote. I feel like sometimes with Ru songs, you can't really do that much.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
You know?
Yeah, totally. Totally. I want her to get a little stankier when she's like, she almost drops it. You know, Coco Jumbo's like, I'm kind of going to drop it. But to quote Alyssa Edwards, they are both lacking energy. Like, and I'm glad they didn't. But I almost was like, she's going to send them both home. She's going to send them both home.
Yeah. I feel like she used to be more ruthless when it came to sending two people home if she didn't like what they were giving.
I know. I know. I am ready for, we've waited long enough. I'm ready for another double elimination. I think 100%. We've earned it. Because I guess, what was the last one? Like season 8?
Yeah, it was forever ago.
Yeah, that was a long time.
I wonder if she got, if the show got a lot of backlash for it and then they just stopped doing it. Because they've saved a whole lot of people.
That too. That's it too. Man, this is, that theme is so real right now of like, but and then fans get mad at that too, right?
She should have gone.
This season's too long. And it's like, okay, what do you want from us?
That's the thing. RuPaul just has to do what RuPaul wants to do, in certain respects, keep the show just her own. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they're going to keep gagging us because, as you know, we have 18 more franchises on the way.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
Nowhere. Anytime soon.
Unfortunately, Art loses. I live for her exit line. I may have lost, but I still have my hymen.
Yeah. And, I mean, at least she went out with a look. You know what I mean? Like, a good look.
That.
Sometimes they go out with, looking...
a mess.
A whole mess.
Oh, man. Poor Shangela. The first time she goes home, she is like...
Oh, yeah.
Bald.
Yeah.
Naked. Afraid.
But look at her now. I mean, Shangela is just really grown.
Oh, my God. I still want her to come back for another All-Stars. I'm just... I'll never heal from that.
Yeah.
We know it doesn't matter, but also it does. Now, this final moment where the producer, I love that they kept this in. The producer is like, don't be sad. It's okay, right? Because she's boohoo crying. And the producer's like, but you made it here. You made it here. And then she says, that means nothing.
I mean, that's amazing.
That was good. That was drag.
Yeah.
That was...
Keep your platitudes. Like... At least I was nominated. Shut up. I didn't win. Like,
do you remember the last time you were that defeated where you were like, don't be nice to me. That means nothing.
Every other day. Where it's like, but I'm like, I don't need you to tell me it's great. I need you to just agree with me that it sucks. Like, and I'm that kind of person. Like when my friend complains to me, I'm like, but you have all these wonderful things. I'm like, they're like, Johnny, I don't need you to fix it. I just need you to listen. I'm like, okay, got it.
And that's what she was asking for. The producer was like, let me fix it. And she was like, give me my exit. And let me say,
I love the red rum.
The red rum. That was cute. That was cute. That means nothing.
Nothing.
Oh my God. That means nothing.
That's something that people will remember her for being, real.
It's already getting, maybe I haven't seen it yet, but it's already getting memeified.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it's happening. It's here. Yeah. Another gal goes home. Another gal bites the dust.
Yeah.
Who are you? Are you rooting for any of these? Which girl are you rooting for if you have to pick a winner? The whole damn thing.
Oh, God. Honestly, I said this before. I sometimes root for, which is like so tropey of me, but like I do root for a queen that comes from behind and like... I just heard myself. A queen that comes from behind and really shows these girls like what she's made of. And I like, I want that to be Electra.
Yes, a surprise top.
Right.
I'm here.
I really want her to jinx Monsoon the whole situation.
You brought up Adore earlier. Adore has, I think I've just like, has probably the best, one of the best stories in Drag Race history.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, and she's still one of the most beloved Drag Race girls ever because she was 100% herself. And like, not everyone could say that. You know?
No, they can't. So, she's just too fucking charismatic for her own good.
Yeah. I will say, I forgot what her... all of these girls, like, I feel none of...
Oh, the
I
names
don't see
of these
any
girls.
Winners. I don't see any winners yet.
Uh-huh.
And that's good, because then there's, like... You know, so I hate when I see a winner right from the beginning.
Right.
Because then I'm like, oh, damn it. You know, I'm glad that I'm not really rooting for anyone. I do want Electra to do better, though.
I want her to do better. That's real. I was really pulling for Art Simone, so I am bummed she's dead and gone.
Yeah.
I could see them bringing back some hoes. I'll be curious to see if we get a comeback challenge or not.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know. Maybe not, though. Rue might
hope
be like...
it doesn't go like Joe Black.
That whole thing.
Ugh.
I don't want to see any fucking H&M. Hey, Down Under listeners, what's the Australian or New Zealand equivalent? Please let us know. I know they have H&M, but is there another more appropriate brand that's the H&M that we can insert into our I don't want to see any fucking blank?
Aussie bum.
Yeah, Aussie bum. Primark? Is that a thing?
Watch us get red. They're like, we actually don't have Aussie bum over here.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
I'll get 78 DMs about it. thank you for sharing your opinions. Everyone, if you like Drag Her, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on the Instagrams. Follow Johnny, too. Johnny, what's your Instagram handle again?
It's just my name, Johnny Sibley.
Gorge. And Johnny, remind us, where can we support you and where can we watch Hacks?
You can support me by Venmo. No, I'm just kidding.
Girl.
Don't do that.
Girl. I'm not mad at it.
I'm not giving any drag shows to be giving money for. But you can follow me on Instagram and you can also support the show Hacks on HBO Max starting this Thursday. I don't know when this is going to air, but it'll be Thursday, May 13th for 10 episodes. Please watch.
This is coming out tomorrow. Friends. So we're just 3 days away from watching Hacks.
Perfect.
Hey.
Watch it. Hacks on HBO Max.
Is she ever going to go the OnlyFans route? Is she ever going to do that?
You never know. Maybe.
You just have to follow her, baby, and see. bitch, you're so fun. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
You're the damn best.
I love you.
I love you, you dumb bitch. I really do. You are the best. I'm so happy to see you slaying the whole damn game. Thank you for being POC Queer Excellence. Damn, you're cool. well, till next time. Bye, bitches.
Bye, bitches.
Some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Original.